Praise be to God. What a beautiful, beautiful celebration of all that our children and youth and families have engaged in. And I just want to reach out and thank all the leadership that has done this. It's been such a powerful and creative way of finding Christ in this time. This year has been a difficult one for Joseph and Mary. Some might say they have been on a roller coaster ride with a mix of fear and joy, anxiety and peace. Think of the ups and downs, an engagement, visits from an angel announcing a pregnancy out of wedlock, navigating the pregnancy itself, an unexpected trip to Bethlehem, the birth of their firstborn son, strangers worshiping the infant, and the complications and joys of life as first-time parents. This is not the normal year for any young couple. It certainly is not an easy one for a poor family from Nazareth. And now, their faithful response to God requires another trip, this time to Jerusalem, and a sacrifice. Most certainly, Joseph and Mary scraped together all of their resources and maybe even ask for some help for travel, lodging, meals, and the purchase of a pair of turtle doves. This is the acceptable sacrifice, a pair of turtle doves, assigned to the poor, for those who cannot afford to offer a lamb. This is a really tough year. For Simeon, it's been a lifetime. When Mary and Joseph arrive to redeem their firstborn child according to the law of the Lord, they are met by Simeon. Simeon is a prophet, a spirit-filled prophet on a mission for God. Simeon has spent his life going to the temple day after day with the expectation that he will meet the Messiah. I am sure people told him he was crazy. It had been 600 years, and no Messiah had come. Simeon holds faith in the promise of God's reign of justice and peace on earth. Simeon dedicates his life to ushering in the Messiah. Luke's story narrates the intimate collision of this old-time prophet and the newborn Messiah. In their faithful response to God, Mary and Joseph deliver Jesus to the arms of Simeon, who has been patiently waiting and expecting. This would have been the perfect year to opt out of such a trip. Just think of all the possible excuses. Exhaustion, no money, we're broke, dangerous, it'll be easier when he's a little older. Who wants to travel with an infant? They chose, though, to uphold the law of the Lord. Simeon, Mary, and Joseph are models for what it means to live sacrificially and faithfully. They give God all they have. As they find themselves finally connected, Simeon cradling Jesus in his arms, the blessings flow. Simeon rejoices. Mary and Joseph stand amazed. Baby Jesus abides in the presence of the glory of God, basking in love and joy and peace. Here, hope finds life. The year 2020 has for the world been a difficult one. There isn't one continent untouched by COVID-19. Everywhere has been impacted in some way by the force of this virus. In the United States, we are facing death rates upwards of over 3,000 people daily. And even as the vaccine is being distributed, the risks of contracting COVID-19 rise to new heights globally. Environmental, economical, political, and social distances have compounded the health crisis to create a really tough year. And here we are. It's the Sunday after Christmas. This is the down Sunday, when so many people opt out of church, when the pews usually feel extra empty after a Christmas Eve service that draws people from the corners of our community. And it's the Sunday after the Christmas that so many people claim didn't feel like Christmas at all. This is the disappointment Sunday after an incredibly disappointing Christmas. It doesn't get tougher than this. This is the year, 2020. This is the Sunday. This is the final Sunday of 2020. This is the moment in our faith journey when we scrounge together everything we have in ourselves to join one more Zoom service, to hear ourselves sing in or out of key in the echoes of our kitchens, to muster all that we have to send in a final offering, even if it's a pair of turtle doves, and to pray fervently for God's reign in our lives, for God's healing and peace for the distant corners of the world. This is when we give God all we have, when our faith feels costly, sacrificial. This is when we give God all we have, when we wonder if our faith makes any difference at all. This is when we give God all we have, a faithful response of praise and thanksgiving for the grace and joy and peace and hope in a really tough year. God of Simeon, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus deserves all we have. Amen, and praise be to God. Join me now in special music, Away in a Manger with Linda Ebersole.